This is Ozarks at Large. With Arkansas school buildings closed because of the outbreak, education officials and Arkansas PBS continue to work to bring lessons to students' homes. In the first of two reports, Michael Hiblin with our partner station KUAR in Little Rock has more on how the program began.
It's called Alternative Methods of Instruction, or AMI.
Good morning, all you parents and students of Arkansas. I'm Randy House, and I'm a kindergarten teacher. I'm so excited you're joining me for another fun week of learning with Arkansas AMI.
House was the state's 2018 Teacher of the Year and works for the Conway School District. She and four other teachers who have been given the award in recent years host segments seen online and on television.
We have a great lineup of programs for you. And we even have a brand new math game from our math whiz, Joel Lookadoo.
Governor Asa Hutchinson ordered schools closed beginning March 17th. The AMI programming on Arkansas PBS started about 2 weeks later on the 30th. Heather Rhodes Newburn of North Little Rock is the mother of pre-K and second grade students. She says the time before the broadcasts began was a challenge.
My pre-K's assignment was very hands-on, and so working from home and being very hands-on has been a juggling act with his work, just because he's not reading all the way by himself, so you have to read the book to him, you have to sort with him. And so for that, I mean, I enjoyed it. We enjoyed the time, but it took some finagling of my schedule. And now my daughter, second grader, her assignments, the paperwork was a lot. And so when I found out about the PBS program, my sister is a teacher, and she told me about it. And so I was like, well, we'll turn it on and we'll see how it goes.
She was glad the programming was offered on broadcast TV in addition to being online.
Here at my house, we have internet connectivity issues. And so sometimes the internet's working and sometimes it's not. And so that can be very frustrating when they're required to log in to the online reading system for our school district. And so PBS was a good way to engage both of them.
Arkansas PBS already aired national educational programs during the day, but Executive Director Courtney Pledger says she and her staff wanted to do more, inspired partly by what had been done by public broadcasters in California, which was impacted by the virus about 6 weeks before Arkansas.
And we began to discuss ways of innovating that original model and making it more personal for Arkansas. And at that point, you know, we had gone to the Division of Elementary and Secondary Education and talked about the potential, and to their credit, they just, you know, leapt on the idea of developing something, and we collaborated on what it might look like and came up with a model that would be more personal, more engaging for kids by actually putting teachers on the air.
Each weekday, 5 hours of programming is aired, gearing toward pre-K to eighth grade students. Stacy Smith is Assistant Commissioner of Learning Services at the Arkansas Department of Education and helped organize the project.
It was a huge task. First off, I mean, Arkansas PBS reached out to us and basically said, hey, look, if there's a way that we can be of assistance, we want to be. And we were able to sit down and look at, you know, what were the programming options that they had to offer. So my staff at that point, we started writing. We're calling them learning opportunities by grade band.
When the virus first spread into Arkansas, students were sent home with packets of educational material originally designed for short-term challenges like snow days. But the printed material quickly ran out, and Smith says presenting material online didn't work for everyone.
We found that a lot of the state didn't have internet access to be able to access what their schools were trying to provide digitally. And we knew that a lot of districts were also sending home lots of paper packets, and there was some inconsistency. So this was an effort by the state and Arkansas PBS to collaborate, kind of provide some support for students, families, and schools.
Federal data shows that as of 2018, 23% of Arkansas households did not have internet service. But with several broadcast signals, Arkansas PBS provides coverage to about 75% of the state. In recent weeks, cable companies in the border cities of Texarkana and West Memphis also added the station to help expand its reach. Deciding what to broadcast took several rounds of back and forth, says Sajni Kampuras, Assistant Director of Education at Arkansas PBS.
We came up with this kind of format of how we were going to make this work. And fortunately, at Arkansas PBS, we have Arkansas licensed teachers on staff. So they were able to take that first phase of looking at our programs, the content of them, very meticulously to see what was appropriate for each of the grade bands. And from there, we passed what we thought would work over to the Department of Education, where they had their own educators do a second review. And then there was a third review from Stacy Smith with the Division of Elementary and Secondary Education to really make sure that we were very thoughtful and we thought about all the things that were relevant to actually the standards of learning and that there would be learning outcomes from this.
Stacy Smith with the Department of Education acknowledges that despite their best efforts with the AMI program, nothing can replicate the classroom experience.
This doesn't replace what students are missing with the face-to-face, but it does give them something. We want to be able to support families and school districts who are trying to continue this pace of learning, even though the physical building of a school is closed. And you still have teachers. They're making phone calls to parents. They may still possibly even be doing a Zoom lesson of their own, but maybe that lesson is highlighting maybe a real specific skill that the teacher needs to teach and not the parent, where the parent then is helping do reinforcement. And really, we want kids to continue to read, continue to write, continue to communicate, and continue to think critically. And that's what the learning opportunities on the PBS and Arkansas AMI guides really provide for parents.
Coming up tomorrow, a look at what might be in store in the future for alternative methods of instruction and where students may stand academically if and when schools reopen in the fall. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.